Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Dalid. We're holding five lines from the top of the Amud. As you recall, yesterday the Gemara brought yet a second Makoyer for that a person can go and acquire a wife, Bekidushei Kesef. Initially, at the beginning of the Masechta, we said we learned from Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And yesterday we learned from V'yotza Chinam Ein Kosef. Ein Kesef L'Odoin Zeh, when an Amivriya goes out to Simonim, she does not have to pay anything to her Odoin. Aviyesh Kesef L'Odoin Acher, when she leaves her Odoin, when a Na'ara gets married, and now she's leaving her father's home and going to her husband's home, there Kesef has to be paid. Where's the Kesef paid? L'Odoin Acher, meaning to the father. That was where we ended yesterday. And therefore, we're holding now five, six lines from the top. Freik the Gemara. V'hai v'yotza chinam l'hachi u'diyasa. You're telling me v'yotza chinam ein kosef comes to tell us the din that by a nara m'urasa that the father gets the kesef kedushin. Hami b'ayli l'kidasanya, I need it for a totally different rash. Desanya, we have a braisa. V'yotza chinam ein kosef, v'yotza chinam eilu yamei bagris ein kosef, eilu yamei naris. This pasuk on the surface, these two drushes don't make any sense. Why do I say that? Because the pasuk is telling us that if and when a girl comes of age, then she leaves the rishus of the odin to whom she was originally sold. So if she was sold for 6 years, when she comes of age, she goes out b'chinam. Now what do we mean by going when she comes of age? Well, the halach is, as you all know, is that when she becomes, she sees simonim na'arus, at the time of her bat mitzvah, she becomes free, she's no longer an amivriya, and now she can attend her own bat mitzvah with balloons and hold up shetel, etc. Yet this braisa says, v'yotza chinam ilyamei bagrus, she goes out at the time of bagrus. As you know, bagrus is typically 6 months later. A girl becomes a na'ar at the age of 12, a bagiris at the age of 12 and a half. And here it says, at the Yemei Bagris she goes out, b'chinam, and then the pasuk continues, Ein Kosef Eli Yemei Naris, that she leaves her Odin at the time of Naris. Make up your mind, once she's out at the time of Naris, then there is no more leaving at the time of Bagris. She's already been free for 6 months. So on the surface, this is a difficult limud, and the Gemara will address this as we get to the bottom of the Amud. But the important thing for our purposes at this time is that I need the Yatza Chinam Ein Kosef to tell us this din, that the girl has a premature exit before the end of her 6 years servitude. That being the case, how do I learn from this the din of Kesef Kedushin going to the father of the Na'ara, where we learned yesterday, Ein Kesef L'Odoin Zeh Aviyesh Kesef L'Odoin Acher. I need the Pasuk for this drash of Naris and Bagros. Amravina, I'm going to learn both drushes. Because im kein lemakra, ein kosef without a yud, my ein kosef with a yud, ein kesef l'odin zeh, v'yesh kesef l'odin acher. In other words, v'yatzachinam ein kosef is like we said a moment ago, eli yamein bagrus, eli yamein naris. That's what I need, the double lashon, yatzachinam ein kosef. Fine. How do I know the din of yesh kesef l'odin acher from the extra yud? It could have said ain without a yud. There's an extra yud to tell us this drasha. Uman niu, and who is that other odin acher? Man niu is af. Pray tomorrow, my drashin hachi. This sounds a little bit pushed, a little bit far fetched to go and say that because it has a yud, we're going to darshan the yud. Says so tomorrow, yo, desanya. That in fact we have this somewhere else. Where do we have this? Bezera ain lo. Now what is this referring to? If you have the Torah or Asholem, it's talking about a bas koyin kisia almana ugrusha. You have a bas koyin. Because she was a bas koyin, she ate truma until she got married. Then she got married and lived with her husband, and her husband was a Levi or Yisrael, and therefore she did not have any more truma. And then, unfortunately, her husband either died, and she became an almana, or her husband gave her a get, and now she's a grusha. So if she still has children, then those children interfere with her right to go and eat truma, even though she's returning to her father's home. However, if Zera ein la, if she has no children, unfortunately, even if she had at some time in the past, but they passed away, and now she's returning b'shavu beis aviyah kinureah, then since she no longer has any bonds whatsoever to Yisraelim or Leviim, neither in the terms of a husband nor in the terms of children, then she can go and eat nachamul truma melechem aviyah toichel, etc. Okay, that's a very nice drush. Now, zok the Gemara, Zera Eimla, Eimli Elazara, Zera Zara Minayin. What happens if Taka, she doesn't have any children, Nebuchadnezzar passed away. But she has an Einikol, and that Einikol happens to be from that husband that either divorced her or passed away. What's the din? How do I know that this does not allow her to continue or to return to eat Truma? Tamar Loimar, Zera Eimla, Ayinla. What's this Ayinla? Again, from the same drasha that he could have said ein lo without a yud, the extra yud tells me, don't just read it ein lo, but read it ayin lo. And of course, aleph and ayin in this case are mischalef, and therefore we're saying, look around. You don't find first generation children. Look for second generation children. Vein liel zera kosher. And you only know if she has kosher children. In other words, regular normal kids from her husband. Zera Pasul Minayin, what happens if she has a child who's never Mamzer? Now, Pasul Pshat, that means, and that's how Rashi learned. Rashi says, Ki going Mamzer. Now, what means that she had a child in Mamzer? That she was married to a Yisrael, a lady, and then unfortunately she erred and she strayed, and she lived with someone that she was not supposed to, and she was therefore Mizana as an Ishis Ish, and although she had no children from her legitimate husband, she has a child from that Mises Nus, she has a Mamzer, and that person that she lived with was also a Yisrael or a lady. And now her original husband either died, or original husband, one second Barry, I know your question, the original husband either died or gave her a get, and so now I would think, okay, she doesn't have any legitimate children, so maybe she can go and eat from Truma, she's a Bas Koyin, Tamaloyma Zera Ainla Ayinla. And the Ayinla tells us that even if she only has Zera Basel, she cannot go and eat Truma. That's how Rashi learns. Toises is bothered by that because Toises says, one second, if she was an Ashes Ish and she lived with somebody else, then she automatically becomes Nischalilala. She becomes a halal. And this is what Barry wanted to ask already a minute ago, and I said, please hold the question. And that means that she becomes either a zoina or a halala, and a zoina halala also passels her from continuing to eat truma. So what do I have to talk about the fact that she had a mamzer? Even if she didn't have a mamzer, just by the fact that she lived with someone while she was married, that in itself will be mechalel her, that she will no longer be able to go and eat truma. So what do I need a pasik zera engla? This is not my kasha. The second toisis from the top of the Amud asks this kasha. And therefore toisis says that when the Gemara says Zera Apostle Minayin, we don't mean Zera Apostle, we mean Zera Zara Apostle Minayin. In other words, we've already learned that even though she has no children, if she has an Einikol, then she is disqualified from eating Truma because she still has a bond with the Yisrael or a Levi. Our Gemara says, even if the Einikol unfortunately is a Mamzer, that's enough to go and paffle. So, in terms of her, she didn't do anything wrong. She lived with her husband, she had a regular child, everything was fine. Her regular child, unfortunately, erred and had a mamzer. For instance, she had a child that was a girl, and that girl married a goy. Well, then we don't have to get into that. She married a regular, normally Israel, but unfortunately she erred. As an Eishes Ish, she had a child who was a Mamzer. So now that Mamzer is an Einikol of this original Bas Koyin. The Bas Koyin says, it's not my fault that my daughter erred. What can I do? It's the fault of modern culture, of the internet, of all that. I tried my best. What can you do? Abulamai says she has Zera, Zara Apostle. That passels her from eating truma. You see the second toys is Zera Apostle Minayin, Oymari, Zera Zara Apostle Kama. Just by the fact that she lived with someone that she was not allowed to live with. Okay, Shkoyach Vary for raising the issue. Break the Gemara. So you're telling me now that I'm learning from the extra yud two drushes. Drusha number one, Zera Zara, who's a kosher. And number two, Zera Zara Apostle. Break the Gemara, but I think that we already learned the Zera Zara, Zera, period. So how do I know now the Zera Zara Apostle? I can only use one extra yud for one drusha, not for two drushes. Everything Gemara, Zera Zara, Itzrakra. For your regular kosher Zera Zara, I don't need a pasuk. Why? The Bnei Banim are in Kibbanim. We have that famous rule that Bnei Banim ain't klach are just like children. So therefore, automatically, when it says Zara, it includes the kosher Zera Zara. Now, how do I know the Bnei Banim are in Kibbanim? Rashi tells us, look up Maseches Yevamos and Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara has a drasha over there. Ah, so now regular Zera Ashti Beferish in the pasuk. Zera Ainla. Zera Zara is Bnei Banim. How do I know that even Zera Zara Apostle? Kamash Mola, the extra Yud. Kitzrakral is Zera Apostle. Very good. Break the Gemara Batana Gufay Min Noli Didore Shachi. Now that what the Gemara has done is, we asked, how can I have two separate drushes from the Yatzachinam Ein Kosev? One to tell us yesterday's drusha that we started off with today, that Ein Kessel on and Zebi Yesh Kessel Yad and Acher, that the Kessel Kedushin of a Nara goes to the father. And then we said we have another drasha to go and tell you, Eliyah May Naris, Eliyah May Bagris. The Gemara says I learned the second drasha as a result of the extra yud. Where do we find such an idea that an extra yud is enough to go and teach you a drasha? From the Brais of Zera Engla. So Freit Gemara Vatanik Ufiminoli the Dorishachi. Where did he have a Makar that you can darshan the yud in that fashion? It still sounds so strange, because after all, isn't that part and parcel of the word when you write ein? Do you ever write ein without a yud? You always write it with a yud. This is so strange. Amri's emphasis want to know. Amri ksiv. We have in the pasuk me ein bilam haloich imanu, or we have another case of the gabe a yavam that it says in the pasuk me ein yavavi lehakim liyachav shem v'yisraeli yavav yavni. Now on the pashup shot, these two words, me'ein, means refuses, like a lashon of miyun, that the girl says, I refuse to continue living with my husband, if you're talking about a girl that was married off by the mother or the older brother. So, the word miyun, or lema'ein, to refuse, you spell mem aleph nun. However, our Gemara is learning that the word me'ein means, me'ein, that Bilam does not wish to. And therefore, the word really should be spelled Mem Aleph Yud Nun, that the reason why Bilam is not going together with us, Me'ein, because of his negative feeling about going with us. So not that it means to refuse or refrain, but it means because he does not wish to. And the same thing, Me'ein Yavami. The Yavam does not wish to go and be Me'yavim, and therefore I see in both of these words, to Loik Sibahu Yud, it doesn't say a Yud. Here, v'hach, in our case of ein, v'zera ein la, ksim be'yud. It does say yud. No, shema d'man d'drasha u'diyasa. Therefore, I see that the extra yud could be used for a drasha after all. And just like the yud is being used here by this Tana, the Gabi d'alocha v'bas koyin, so we are now going one step further, and we're using the yud from the v'yatzachinam, ein kosef. Ein kosef could have been written just aleph nun. So I have two drashas. Look to Yimara. So now we ask a new question. We just finished off that we had Yotzachinam Ein Kosef, Ein Kesef L'Odin Zeh, V'yesh Kesef L'Odin Acher, and who's the other Odin Acher? That's the father. So therefore, a Nara that receives her Kesef Kiddushin, it doesn't go to her, it goes to her father. Now, yesterday, we had a parallel drasha. What was that parallel drasha? If you go back to Gimel Amid Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Then the other Mavuna Amid Rav Minayim Shemase Habas Li Av. How do I know that a daughter's Masi Yadayim go to her father? Shnei Mavchim Karish Is Bitli Yama Ma Amid Mai Siyadel Rav Abbas Nami Masi Yadel Li Avia. Ah, so I have now another drasha that tells us that a Nara that earns a salary, her salary goes to her father. So therefore I have now two types of income. One income from this pasuk of the Ma'as Yadayim, another income, the income of the Kesef Kiddushin. Why do I need two psukim to tell us that that income goes to the father? Don't wouldn't you say that all income of the Nara goes to the father? Why do I need two drushes? I'll tell you. When it comes to the Kesef Kiddushin, she didn't have to work even 1 second. It's not like Masi Yadayim, that she worked and worked and worked, and now she got a salary, or she did her knitting and she did her sewing, and she sold garments, and Baruch Hashem, she made money. No, she didn't have the matriach. All she had to go and do is say yes. Frankly, she didn't even have to say yes, because the father could say yes on her behalf to marry her off. And therefore, that's the reason why that the money goes to the father. She was sweating in that sweatshop, putting together sweaters, that's why she was sweating, and or any other types of clothing that she was knitting or sewing, and she made money. No, she was matriach, ema didava. I would say that, you know, equitably, she should keep the money. After all, she worked hard for it. The reason why the Masi Yadayim, she has to hand over to her father, because her father is giving her mizoinos. Mitzana means that he's supporting her. Okay, he's giving her support, so she has to pay. When it comes to Kiddushin, it has nothing to do with the fact that he is supporting her. It's just mi'alma. You know, it's as if she won a lottery ticket. I would think it belongs to her. So I have to have two separate limudim. One, that her kesef kiddushin goes to the father. Number two, that the masi yadayim goes to the father. Pregdi mar gufa. Remember, we started off the blot today. We asked, it says, V'yotzachinim ein kosev, V'yotzachinim eili mei bangris, ein kosev eili mei naris. Pregdi mar, V'lichle rachman naris, V'lei boi bangris. Once, if the Torah, for instance, would just say V'yotzachinim without ein kosev, and V'yotzachinim, I would say, okay, eili mei naris, as soon as she becomes a nara, then we're done. And she is finished with her umma ivriya servitude. What do I even talk about bagris? And what do I need the ein kosef for? Just say v'yotzachinam eliyam ein aris and finished. Umma rabba bozev alimet al zeh. One comes to teach about the other. Midahaba toishu v'sochir. We'll explain bozev alimet al zeh in a moment. But first, let's explain what is this toishu v'sochir. To say toishu zeh konui kinyan oylam, sochir zeh konui kinyan shan. Now, what is this referring to? It's referring to a kohen that bought an eved ivri. Now, let's think for a moment. What happens if a kohen buys an eved kanani? Can that eved kanani eat truma? And the answer is yes, because it says in the pasuk, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi hu yoichol boy. The eved kanani can eat truma. So I might have thought, no, if a kohen, eved kanani can eat truma, certainly a Yisrael that's owned by the Koyin can eat truma. Says the Torah, no. Toishev koyin v'sacher, they cannot go and eat from truma. A toishev koyin and a sacher. Now, what's the definition of a toishev and a sacher? So says the Bryce. A toishev zeh koni kinyan oylam. That means an eved nirtza that's going to remain ad oylam moishel yoivel. So theoretically, he could be an eved for up to 50 years on behalf of his odoy. Sochir zeh konin kinyan shanim. He can only be an eved every maximum 6 years. So it's saying both the 50-year-old, not 50-year-old, but the 50-year eved and the 6-year eved have the same status that they cannot eat truma by an eved. Let the Torah only tell you about toishiv and not sochir. Vani oimen, I would say, using just common sense, if Kohen Kinyan Oylam Meni Oichel Madach, he's in the Odoin's Rishus. He's working for him. He's in his household. He's a devoted Eved Ivri for up to 50 years. Sorry, you cannot eat Truma. Kohen Kinyan Shanim, if he's only going to be there for 5-6 years, and then he's out, Lekoshkin Dechavadi, he cannot eat Truma. So what's the Chiddush? Why do we even need the word Sachir? Did it just say Toishev? Says he, well, I'll explain to you why. If it only say toishev without sachir, in other words, since the word toishev is not defined, I might have thought toishev, which of course means a resident, maybe the resident eved means that he's going to be a resident for 6 years. He is not allowed to go and eat truma. He's a super toishev, if you will. I might have thought, Oichel, he can eat. After all, he's going to be for 50 years by this other. I would think maybe he can eat from the truma. Therefore, basach, believe it, al toishav. That's why the Torah threw in the word sachir. So now I know that the word toishav, sh'av apisha konik kinyan oilam, don't think mistakenly that toishav means a six-year eved. No, no, no. A sachir is a six-year eved. And therefore, by default, a toishav is a konik kinyan oilam, a 50-year eved. Even he ain't a oichel. Okay, so that's a very nice drasha. What does it have to do with us? So our Gemara is explaining the same thing applies here too. If we just go and say the yotzachinam without ein kosef, you ask, why don't you go and say the yotzachinam eli yemei narus? Period. What do I need now ein kosef to go and tell you about bagrus? Who cares about bagrus? When she goes out after 12 years, when she becomes bas mitzvah, 12 years old, that's it. I don't need to talk about Bagrus, which is 6 months later. There's no need for it. Ah, says Yomar, I'll tell you why. Because if we just say Yotzachinam, I would think maybe she only leaves when she becomes a Boigeres, not when she's a Nara. Even after the Bat Mitzvah, she still has to stay another 6 months. Ah, Kamashlam, Yotzachinam ain't Kosef. The double Lashon is that she does not go out after Bagrus. She goes out after Narus when she becomes 12 years old. So now, l'choyre, that was a very nice parallel. Just like b'toish v'sachir, we don't need sachir, but bozeh v'limin alzeh. Here too, we don't need the ein kasev, bozeh v'limin alzeh. Omli Abaye says, no, it's not parallel at all. Me dummy, how can you compare? Hasa tre gufi ninu. There, when you're talking about the toishiv and the sachir, you're talking about two separate individuals. You're talking about what's the problem?
Every toshav originally starts out as a sachir, so it is the same. It's a great. It's just like every bogera starts out as a nara. It is the same person.
You're 100% right. What the more means to say is, for purposes of the drasha, leaving the word sachir in place and telling me that a konui kinyan shonim is not allowed to eat, and a toshav a konui kinyan oilam is not allowed to eat, even though common sense tells you that I don't need the pasuk about sachir, because once I hear that a 50-year eved cannot eat, then I'm for sure that a 6-year eved cannot eat. But even though I can learn it from a kal v'chomer, nevertheless, it's not inaccurate to go and say that both the 6th-year and the 50-year eved are not allowed to eat truma. It's not inaccurate. It may be slightly redundant, unnecessary, but something, nothing wrong with it. However, if you're going to go and tell me about an Umivriya that she leaves at the age of 12, and by the way, she also leaves at the age of 12 and a half, that's already nonsensical. Because as you point out correctly, every Boigeres starts off earlier as a Ktana and then a Nara. And so therefore, if you're telling me she leaves at Nara, then you don't need to say, by the way, I have good news for you. Umivriya, you were just sold now at the age of 8, but don't worry, you're never going to have to wait until 14, because you're going to go out once at the age of 12, and then you're going to go out again at the age of 12 and a half. And she's going to look at you, are you nuts? If I leave at the age of 12, why am I leaving at 12 and a half? So that's what the Gemara means to ask Barry, that by Toshim and Sacher, although it may be slightly redundant and unnecessary, but it's meaningful to say that both the 6-year Eved and the 50-year Eved cannot eat Truma. But it's not meaningful to go and say that, girl, you're going to leave at the age of 12, and by the way, you're also going to leave at the age of 12 and a half. Yeah, Barry, that's good. But Zokti Mar Amli Abai, Midami Hasa Trei Gufi Ninu, Chinami Kosa Rachmana. Even if the Torah would write Toishav Nirtza, in other words, it doesn't leave any doubts, the word Toishav means Nirtza. The Torah would write Toishav Nirtza Lo Yoich Betruma. And then after that, the Torah would add have a sachir. They would throw in sachir as well. So I would say, I don't need it. But nevertheless, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't know why, says, even though I could learn it out in the Kal V'chomer, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I give you a freebie. I throw in sachir, even though you could have learned it out of Kal V'chomer. Here, this Amivriya is the same girl that's 12, that's the same girl that's going to become 12 and a half. Is Kinafkala Benaris. Once she leaves at 12, Bagris, my Bayek, what is she even talking to the previous Adon? She can move away to California. She don't even have to speak to him. What is she doing there at 12 and a half that she should leave again? So therefore says Abaya, I don't like the raya that you brought. Elam Rabaya, you're asking, why do I have to have Elu Yemei Bagris? When she leaves at the age of Nara, I don't need Bagris. The island is, what happens if you have a girl that unfortunately never develops Simonim, Simone Isha? And therefore, it's now her bat mitzvah time, and unfortunately, she still hasn't seen Shtei Sa'arais. Not only that, she's already 13 and 14 and 15, and she has not seen Shtei Sa'arais. As well as her body has not developed in a feminine fashion the way you would expect a girl or a woman to mature. And therefore, people say, that's so strange. By the way, she speaks in a very deep voice, like a masculine voice. So you add all of these simanim all together, and people say, it looks like she is an islandess. When do we have a confirmed islandess? At the age of 20. And at that point, she skips the na'arus period, and she goes directly from ketana to boigeres. It's like a child going and skipping directly from elementary school, going straight into university, not having gone to high school. So this ketana, this nebuch, this islandess, goes straight from ketana to boigeres. She never became a nara. That's the reason why you have to have now yotzachinim ein kosef. One by a regular girl when she becomes a nara, and one by an islandess that never becomes a nara, and she becomes a boigeres. So only a girl that becomes a Nara and has the status and the name Nara, she goes out. But a girl that never became a Nara, she's a Bagheris. Maybe she doesn't have the right to go and leave her Odoin and she's stuck forever. That's why you have to have both Yatzachinam and Kosef. It's a beautiful, beautiful teretz. Maschum Abaravashi. Why are you telling me that I would have thought that the boigeres is stuck forever? I have a kal v'chomer. Umadach simanim she'ein moitzien mishus av, moitzien mirishus odoin. What happens when a girl gets shtei simanim? She still belongs to her father. In other words, for all of the halachas that we learned, a nara is still in the rishus of her father. He gets her masi adayin. He gets her Kedushe Kasef. So Simon, and the fact that she became a Nara, he might seem to shesaf. However, might seem to shesadoi. But every Amavri that becomes a Nara leaves, like we just learned. Bagrisha might seem to shesaf. Once a girl becomes a Bagaris, then the father no longer receives her income, no longer can go and be Mekadisher, Balkarcha. She has to go and take the Kedushi Eris in herself, etc. Bagarisha might seem to shesaf. And then she might seem to shesadoi. Then certainly she should go out Mishus Odoin. So I don't need a Yatzachinam Ein Kasa for that. I could learn it from this Kal V'chomer. As a parenthetical, the Gemara is going to ask in another couple of lines, Nu, Nishgeferlech. We just said now that Gabi, the case of V'sachir, even though I can learn it from a Kal V'chomer, Tarech V'kasa V'lakra. So I could say the same thing over here too. Even though I don't need the Pasik, I have a Kal V'chomer, but Tarech V'kasa V'lakra. The Gemara is going to ask that shortly. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, I don't understand why you need a pasuk of Begeres. Of course, she goes out, Mirshus Adoin. Elma Ravashi, Leinitricha Eli Iker, Zvina, the island is. Oh. Marav Ravashi gives a slightly different shot than Abaya. And he says, Yotzachinim and Kosu comes to tell you, the Iker Zvina, the island is that what? That if you have a girl who is 8 or 10 years old, and unfortunately, is an islandess. Sol kadaita chamina, says the Gemara, the asisimani naris habezvina. A girl that can mature into a na'ara at the age of 12. By her, there is a din of a sale as an omivria. However, the asisimani naris, if she's 8 or 10 years old and she is an islandess, I would think li habezvina zina. Maybe there is no din of a machira as an omivria in the first place, because she can never get to the status of a Nara. So I might think that there is no such thing as a sale. Now this Gemara on the surface is a bissel l'shver. Now, why is it a bissel shver? How can you identify a girl at the age of 8 or 10 as being an islandess? After all, you don't normally get simonim until 12. You don't develop the maturity of a feminine lady until bas mitzvah. At the age of 8 or 10, the girl, for all outward appearances, looks like the boy. I mean, when they're dressed, etc. So, what are you telling me that's an islandess? How would you even know that the girl is an islandess? So the bottom Toisus is bothered by this, and Toisus says, Avad, we don't mean that at the age of 8 or 10, we would say, well, she's a confirmed islandess. She's not subject to sale, and that's why I need a posik. But rather, if she's sold at the age of 8 or 10, and then when it comes to the age of 12, she doesn't develop simani naris. And at the age of 13 and 14 and 15, we say, uh-oh, this girl looks like she's an islandess. And then at the age of 20, she, in fact, we confirm that she's an islandess, because now she is a boigeris, a bagger, the islandess. So then, I would have thought that maybe the girl can go back to the original adai and say, this was a big mekach to'us. Since I was never able to get to become a nara, then I was never saleable in the first place. And so therefore, I want my money back and I want my masi yadayim back. In other words, she worked and struggled for her adoin for 3 years, 5 years, whatever it was. And during that period of time, she could have, on the open market, made $10,000. She says, I want that $10,000. So the adoin says, oh, yeah, but I paid for you $5,000. Fine, I'll give you back the five, then you pay me the ten, and everything will be great. So Sokadai Techamina, that Limafreya, we should say that this sale was not a good sale because she was an islandess. Kamash Malon, that's why I have to have two psukim. I have the Yotzachinam, and Ein Kosef. Yotzachinam, one of them comes to tell you the din of Naris, that when she becomes a Nara, she goes free automatically. She's now a Nara. And the other passage comes to tell you that even though she was a Boigera, she was an islandess all along, now that we find that she became a Bagger, the islandess, she, at that point, she goes out, and we don't say that, let's go back to Mafreya and make a Cheshbin that she was never Roi to be sold. No, she was ready to be sold, Roi to be sold all along. But Frey Tigimara, Omar Baravashi, the Omba Vilav Kalvachaimahu, Mar Baravashi says, I don't understand, you don't need a posik abaya to tell you bagger the islandess. It's like a Kalvachaimah. What's the Kalvachaimah? Madach Simonim and not Moitimishus Av and Moitimishus Odoin. Baggers Mitzimishus Av, Adamitimishus Odoin. What do I need the Ein Kosef for? Thank you, Mar Baravashi, the Omba Vilav Kalvachaimahu. Homrina Milted Av the Kalvachaimah, Tobi Kosef Lakra. We just said a moment ago that Gabi Toisha the Sach here, that Einachanami Ataka don't need a posik for Sochir. I can learn with a Kalvachaymer. But Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes throws it in as a freebie, even though you don't need it in the posik because I have a Kalvachaymer. So say the same thing over here too. Einachanami don't need a posik for a bag or the islandess, but I can learn it from a Kalvachaymer, the Torah of a Kosev Lokra. Everyone, Hani Miliyechad Alekha Lishnuyei. If you have no other answer, no other option, it's the court of last resort. We never want to say that there are extra redundant words in the Torah which are unnecessary. Every word in the Torah is priceless. Every one of them has tremendous, tremendous depth and meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu placed in the Torah. We just don't know what it is. A Kodesh Baruch Hu put it in. L'choid, I don't need it. Torah of the Kosev Lakra. But in our case, we have a very, very good teretz, the teretz of my Baravashi. The reason why I need the Bagger, the islandess, is to tell you that an islandess can be sold, and the sale works, and it's valid and effective. Oh, that's what I need the posik of the Yotzachina main kosef for. Okay, with this we have concluded now the somewhat lengthy discussion about the Yotzachina main kosef. But now we're coming to that point in time that we've been waiting for. And that is, who's the one that told us this drasha of Yotzachinam Ein Kosef? To go and tell you that the Kesef of a Nara that is being married off, that number one, she's kind of a Kesef, and number two, that the Kesef goes to her father. Who's the one that taught us this drasha? This was yesterday, going back to Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the top. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Ti Om Akra, V'yotzachinam Ein Kosef. Now we know Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, of course, is an Amoira. It doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda, it says Rav Yehuda. And even Rav is basically an Amoira, although the Gemara says from time to time, Tanahu Upalik. So Freit the Gemara yet, why Rabbi Yehuda and Rav have to come up with Tanaya Pusik, Vyatzachinam and Kosev? The Tana Maisle Mahochech, Adacham Braisa. The Tana says, the Sanya, and this is the drosha that we had already back on Dav Beis Omid Aleph, as soon as we finished the Mishnah, what does it say? The Sanya ki kachish ishiv olav ayim loy tivchein ba'enav kimotz ve'erves davar, and he has to go and give her a get. Now it says in the pasuk ki yikach ish isha. How does a person take a wife? And ki chala bekesef b'chenu oymen esati kesef asadik kach mimeni. That's about stay Ephraim that Avram Avinu paid kesef and then kach. So then kach kicha kicha to go and tell you the din of kesef. Kiddushin is kind. Why did we bring this drasha back on Daf Beis? After all, here's where we're focusing on the source of Kesef. So you remember, because the Rashi said, we're asking a question, why did it say Uisha Niknis? Why did it say Uisha Miskadeshes? So we wanted to go and point out that Kesef is a Kinyan. That's why we brought the Psukim at that time of the Kicha Kicha Mistayavroin. And we still didn't know the Kicha is a Kinyan. We just know that you can pay with kesef. Therefore, the Gemara brought another two psukim. One pasuk was that hasodei shekona Avram aloshem kinyan, and then we had sodei by kesef yiknu aloshem kinyan. So that was all addressing the isha nikness. But now we are addressing what's the makar that you can taka be koinu with kesef. So the Braisa tells us ki chichicha mistei Avrain, and Rav Yehuda Marav says I got a new drasha. What do you need two drushes for? Now, before we get to that kasha, the Gemara asks a preliminary kasha, and that is, what do I even need the kicha kicha mistei Ephraim for? Validinu, I can learn from a kal v'chaymer. If a person buys an ivriya, he cannot be koiner with beer, but niknas b'kesef, but he can be koiner her with kesef. Zu sheniknas bebia, a woman that you can go and be koine bebia. How do I know you can be koine bebia? Because the pasuk says ki kachish isha uvi Allah is a lashon beila, lashon beer. Zu sheniknas bebia, in addition to niknas bekesef. So what do I need the kal v'chaim? Not the kal v'chaim. What do I need kicha mistei Ephraim? I can learn from a kal v'chaim. Says, well, I'll tell you why. Because I have a pircha on the kal v'chaim. What's the pircha on the kal v'chaim? Yivama teichiach sheniknas bebia. One can be miyabim a yavama bibi. In fact, not only can you, that's the only way that you can go and get yavama, because it's in the pasuk, yavama yavai aleha v'yimah. The yavam lives with her, lashin yavai aleha, lashin bia. The yimah, that's the way that you are mekayim the din of yivam. So yivam is only bibi. Yavama tachich sheniklis bibi. Ven niklis bekasif. So even though a regular woman can be Niknis bebia, ki kachish isha uvi Allah, but I wouldn't know kesef. So you're telling me we're going to learn kesef a kal v'chaymer from all v'riya. But I'll show you from Yevama that even though you're nikna bebia, you're not nikna bekesef. So therefore, the chayra, the kal v'chaymer falls away. Says, so you want 1 second. No, your kasha from Yevama is not a good kasha. Because mal Yevama shekein ein niknis b'shtar. The reason why Yevama, you cannot be koine bekesef, because the Torah is very, very limited when it comes to Yevama. You can only be koina a Yevama bebia, not bishtar, and not bekesef. Toim bezu, masha enkir and gabi, a regular woman, niknas bishtar, that we know you can be koina her with shtar. Even though we haven't learned yet the mokar of shtar, we're going to have that amyachim tomorrow, but that's from the Yotze v'hoise, makish abayi liyitzir. But just like the yitzir is bishtar, so then the Knesa, the Havai is also Bishtar. So, bottom line is, we learned that our Mishnah, a woman is Niknas Bishtar. And therefore, the Pircha that you asked from Yevama falls away. We're back to square one. I have a Kal V'chaim. What's a Kal V'chaim? Ma'adach Omivriya cannot be Koine B'biya. I can be Koine B'kesef. A regular woman that I can be Koine B'biya, then Avada I can go and be Koine B'kesef. Ah, you asked me from Yevama, that Yevama you can koine to bebia but not be kesef. Well, that's because Yevama in a special, exclusive category, because you can't even be koine to bishtar. But over here, since you can be koine to bishtar, you can be koine to be kesef. So, Ibazo, Yizuk Tebrai, Yizuk Talmud, Loimar, Ki Yikach Ish. This is a disconnect. You just finished saying that I can learn with a Kal Vachomer from Aviv Riya. And I don't need Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Ah, you asked me a Pircha from Yivama. I pushed away that Pircha from Yivama. So I have a good Kal Vachomer. So Freyti Mara, Tamalemi Yikach Ish, Halamali Kroho Asila, we learn with a Kal Vachomer from Aviv Riya. I'll tell you why. Because this is not a side pircha. Rashi says, Meikar the Dina pircha means not a pircha that comes out of left field. But this Kal Vachomer itself is ifrich. Why? Because Meikha Kamaisisla, you're trying to bring a Rabbi of Ivriya. You know why Amivriya, you told us that although you cannot be Koine Bebia, you can be Koine Bekesef. Because Malom Avriya Shekein Yoitza Bekesef. Since the whole Amivriya is a monetary situation, she leaves Bekesef, therefore you can be Koine her Bekesef. What means Yoitza Bekesef? That means if, in fact, she was sold at a very tender age, or even if she was sold at 8 or 10, and instead of waiting until she becomes Bas Mitzvah, Anara, the father of the girl decides to redeem her and take her back. And then, Yoitza Bekesef. No, you gotta go and pay money if you want to go and leave prematurely. And that being the case, since she's Yoitza Bekesef, that's why she can also be Koiner with Kesef. Toim Bezu, but by a regular married lady, she Yoitza Bekesef. She doesn't go out with Kesef, she can only go out with a get, with a star of a get. Is a bazoi, that is a pirch on the whole Kal Vachomer. You try to bring a Kal Vachomer, you can't be Koine Bebiya, you can be Koine Bekesef. Isha, that you're Koine Bebiya, the Chavari can be Koine Bekesef. No! Malam Mevriya, the reason why you can be Koine Bekesef, because she's also Yoitza Bekesef. That if she wants to leave prematurely within the 6 years, before she becomes 6 years, and before she becomes a Nara, if she wants to leave early, she can go and pay money. Where do we know that from? Rashi says, you remember we had earlier on back in Gittin, Vahafte loin of dasa. Vahafte she can be poider herself with Kesef. No, if Kesef can go and use her to go and be poider her, Kesef is choshev enough to also to be koiner her. But that doesn't apply to a regular woman that's getting married. Tamaloyma, that's why it has to have ki yikach ish. And I learned ki chakicha mistei Ephraim. And now the question that we were waiting for all along with bated breath. What do I need both drushes for? If we'd only say ki yikach ish isha, fine. You could be koine with kesef, and I would think that the kesef that the Baal gives belongs to her. In other words, by anara, she can keep the kesef as extra spending money. No, it doesn't go to her, it goes to the father. Because of Rachmana Vyatsachinam Ava Minahecha Diyova Ihi Lididei Vikidchasai Have a Kiddushi. If the Pasuk is only telling you a din of Kesef, and it's not sufficiently specific, I might think that just like he can acquire her with Kesef, she can acquire him with Kesef. Because all we learn from the Yatsachinam in Kesef is that there is Kesef that is being transferred in a situation of a Nara. But who says that the Kesef has to be transferred one directional from the Chosin to the father of the girl? Maybe you can have it the other way around, from father of the girl or the girl to the Chosin. Maybe that would also work. And by the way, parenthetically, we're going to have later on in our Masechta that there are times when we say that if the girl gives the money, that's when he has Anah, and the Anah is Shevapruta, he feels good that she is Machshevim. Okay, but that's not our Gemara now. Pashup Shat, you have to have that the Chosin gives the money to the Kala. If we only have the Yotzachinim and Kosef, that Yesh Kesef in this other case, not by a Yitzia from an Odin, by Yitzia from a father, there is Kesef, I might think that she could supply the Kesef. Kamash Malan, that's Kosef Amana Ki Yikach, Veloi Ki Sikach, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, he has to go and give the Kesef, and not she giving the kesef. She gives the kesef, it's not effective. If he gives the kesef, then it's effective. So that's why I need both. Just as a side note, Rashi says over here, parallel to where we are in the Gemara, two lines above, if she gave the kesef to the chassan, the kid shasai, and she was makadishim, the umrelay that she says to him, hiskadishli. In other words, she takes a ring and puts it on her chassan's finger. He says, hari atoh mikudishli b'tabazu kidas moishu yisrael. So instead of he saying to her, hari at mikudishli, she says to him, hari ata mikudishli, hiskadishli. That's the way Rashi learns, and of course, that'd be the simple way of understanding the Gemara. That instead of he giving the ring and saying, hari at, she gives the ring and she says, hari ata. However, Tosfos says that cannot be the pshat. Why not? Because remember, we learned on Daf Beis, Amid Beis, why does the next parak begin, O ish mekadesh, to go and say that she becomes osir akuli alma ki hegdish, that the husband says to the wife, now you are sanctified, now you are exclusively mine, and nobody else. You're miuchedesli, mikudeshesli. That applies to a woman, to her husband. But that doesn't apply to a husband, to his wife. Because as we know, min ha-Torah, a husband can have multiple wives. So what type of lashon is that that she says, you're going to be mekudesh to me, as if you're going to be exclusively mine and nobody else's? It's not true. The husband could marry other wives. So Tosfos asked that kasha. See, now Tosfos is just halfway down the Amid. Heich diava l'didei v'kitchosi pirish b'kuntu she'ein meres hari ato mikudish li v'koshish hari b'ish she'ein en oivu lo she'kidushin she'ein en esu v'kach l'shar nashu v'yesh l'farish o'ein meres hari ani mikudeshes loch. Not like Rashi says that hari, what's the lashon of Rashi? Hiskadish li, but rather Hariani mikudesh loch. I will become mikudesh to you by giving you the money. That she gives her yavim a kabbal kedushin. In other words, the father would give the kesef of kedushin, and she would say, what would she say? Hariata, not Hariata mikudesh li, but Hariani mikudesh loch. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is we have now for enfid arkasha. Why do I need two drushes? One to go and say that there is a din of kesef kedushin, and number two to go and tell us that he has to give it and not she gives it. Finally, the Gemara says, since we learned in the Mishnah that your koina be kesef, and of course we shtar be bia, now we have to know the mokar for shtar and bia. Well, shtar, we're going to start off from Yechim tomorrow's daf at the very top of the daf, minayin af b'shtar. But the Gemara first goes and skips shtar and goes directly to bia. If you're wondering why, probably because since we brought the pasuk ki yikach ish isha uvi Allah, and the Ola tells us about bia, so we're learning now ubal. Now I know not only kesa but also bia. Frankly, mar balidino. What do I need a pasuk for? It's a chakal b'chaymer. A madch yivam mishen nikkus b'kesef nikkus b'bia. Yivam he cannot be kind of b'kesef min ha'toyer. Yeah, this kesef ma'imer midrabban, but not min ha'toyer. But nikkus b'bia, but she's kind of b'bia. Zu she nikkus b'kesef, a regular woman that nikkus b'kesef. Ki yikach ish isha. Ki chakicha mistayef right. B'yotzachinim ein kosef. And in then she nikkus b'bia. The chabada she be nikkus b'bia. What do I need a uva olah for? Amivriya is a pircha. And therefore, that's why you cannot learn it from Yivam. Come on. You can't ask me a kasha from Amivriya. After all, when you buy an Amivriya, you're buying her for servitude. It's true the Gemara is going to tell us that there's a din of Yud as well. But when he initially buys her as an Amivriya, he doesn't go and buy her by being ba'aleha, he buys her by paying kesef. Nu oy bazai, amivriya, her kinyan, when she's initially acquired, b is not shayich, it's not even, you know, it's not on the table. To use a bad mashal, if you're buying a piece of karka, you wouldn't need a pasik or a drasha to go and tell you you can't do bia with karka, I mean, unless the person is slightly or majorly deranged. It's impossible to go and do bia by karka. Okay, of course it's possible, physically possible to do bia by an omivriya. However, we're talking about the kinyan, when you're buying an omivriya, it's not a kinyan shemishas. That being the case, that's the reason why bia doesn't work. Toyim bezu, however, both by the yavama and by the isha that you are acquiring as a wife, kinyan l'shemishas. And therefore, the chayyur, what do I need a pasuk over Allah? I have a kal v'chaymer. Tam v'chaymer uvi Allah. And again, getting more asked, v'lam nikra, v'asila. You just told me if you learn from a kal v'chaymer. And the pircha that you asked from Amivriya, you adoche, you pushed aside that pircha. What do I need a pasuk? Am Ravashi b'shem d'ikol ameim meikari d'dina pircha. Dimar used that expression again before, that we're not asking a pircha from left field. We're asking pircha on the kal v'chaymer itself. And that is, the dina pircha. Meheicha k'maisisla. What is your kal v'chaymer? I don't need uva Allah because I have a kal v'chaymer from Yavama. Madach Yavama doesn't have a kinyan kesef, but has a kinyan bia. Here by a regular isha, where there's a kinyan of kesef, about it, there's a kinyan of bia. You know why by Yavama there's a din of a kinyan of bia? So Timara, miheicha k'maisis lam Yavama, mal Yavama shekein zukuk v'ay medes. You don't need the kesef kedushin. Because after all, she already had Kesef Kedushin a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, whenever she got married initially. Then she had her Kesef. All the Bia is coming at this time is, if you will, it's a delayed Chuppah, or it's a second chance with the new husband. And this new husband would just be in Goymerba, her initial Kedushin. What Agamara is telling us is, that when a husband dies and leaves over a wife without children, that zika means that she's still technically married to a certain extent. And we know that that's the case. She cannot marry anybody else, except for the yavam, unless she gets chalitza. So she's still married. You don't have to go and give new kesef. She's already married. You want to now consummate the marriage. You do that just like by every kedushin, you consummate with chuppah and nisuin. Here to go and consummate the marriage with the yava, bia. And that's the reason why bia works, and you don't need kasif. There is no earlier zika, so therefore we're talking about a single girl that wants to get married now to the chosin, to the husband. There's no zika. She could say yes, and she could say no. And therefore, if she wants to get married, you can go, and you cannot do it with bia. You have to do it with kesef. That's why you have a pasuk of Allah to go and tell you that even by a regular woman, if you want to be koiner, you don't have to do kesef, you don't need shtar, you can do bia. And with this, we conclude for today. Tomorrow, we're going to learn about shtar, and everybody should have a wonderful day.